enclosed in parentheses to abide standard practice. The value that the code wants to print is "Hello World." To make sure that printf recognizes that you want to print a string and display the text properly, it should be enclosed inside double quotation marks. By the way, in programming, a single character is called a character, while a sequence of characters is called a string. Escape sequence. You might have noticed that a sentence is followed by a forward slash n. In C, forward slash n means make a new line. Since your program will have problems if you put a new line or press enter on the value of printf, it is best to use the text equivalent or the escape sequence for the new line. Semicolons. After the last parentheses, a semicolon follows, and if you look closer, almost every line of code ends with it. The reasoning behind that is that the semicolon acts as an indicator that it is the end of the line of code or command. Without it, the compiler will think that the following lines are included in the printf function. And if that happens, you will get a syntax error. GetChar. Next is the GetChar function. Its purpose is to receive user input from the keyboard. Many programmers use it as a method on pausing a program and letting the program wait for the user to interact with it before it executes the next line of code. To make the program move through after the GetChar function, the user must press the Enter key. In the example, if you compile or run it without GetChar, the program will open the display or the console, display the text, and then immediately close. Without the break provided by the GetChar function, the computer will execute those commands instantaneously, and the program will open and close so fast that you will not be able to even see the Hello World text in the display. Return statement. The last line of code in the function is to return. The return statement is essentially a function blocks. When the program reaches this part, the return statement will tell the program its value. Returning the zero value will make the program interpret that the function or code block that was executed successfully. And at the last line of the example is the closing curly brace. It signifies that the program has reached the end of the function. Not that hard, right? With the example alone, you can create simple programs that can display basic text. Play around with it a bit and familiarize yourself with C's basic syntax. Chapter 2, Basic Input-Output. After experimenting with what you learned in the previous chapter, you might have realized that it was not enough. It was boring, and just displayed what you typed in your program is a bit useless. This time the chapter will teach you how to create a program that can interact with the user. To declare a variable in C, you must indicate the variable type first, and then the name of the variable name. In an example, int was indicated as the variable or data type, which means the variable is an integer. There are other variable types in C, such as float or floating point numbers, char for characters, etc. Alternatively, the name number container was indicated as the variable's name or identifier. Variables are used to hold values throughout the program and code blocks. The programmer can let them assign a value to it and retrieve its value when it is needed. In order to print the value of a variable, it must be indicated with double quotes. If you place double quotes on the variable names, the compiler will treat it as a literal string. Assigning a value to a variable is simple. Just like in the previous example, indicate the name of the variable, follow it with an equal sign, and declare its value. When creating variables, you must make sure that each variable will have unique names. Also, the variables should never have the same names as functions. In addition, you can declare multiple variables in one line by using commas. When assigning a value or retrieving the value of a variable, make sure that you declare its existence first. If not, the compiler will return an error since it will try to access something that does not yet exist. Scanf. In the first example of the chapter, you might have noticed the scanf function. The scanf function is included in standard input-output.h. Its purpose is to retrieve text user input from the user. After the program displays enter any number you want for text, it will proceed in retrieving a number from the user. The cursor will appear after the text, since the new line escape character was not included in printf. The cursor will just blink and wait for the user to enter any character or numbers. To let the program get the number the user typed and let it proceed to the next line of code, he must press the Enter key. Once he does that, the program will display the text, the number you entered is, and the value of the number inputted a while ago. Math or arithmetic operators. Aside from simply giving number variables with values by typing a number, you can assign values by using math operators. In C, you can add, subtract, multiply, and divide numbers and assign the result to variables directly. If you print the value of the sum, it will return a number, which is the result of the addition. By the way, the plus sign is for addition, minus for subtraction, asterisk for multiplication, and a forward slash for division. Chapter 3, Conditional Statements. The calculator program seems nice. However, the previous example limits you on creating programs that uses only one operation, which is a bit disappointing. Well, in this chapter, you can improve